The Manifesto. If menopause were on Yelp, it would have 1 star. This establishment has temperature control issues. Drenching heat followed by terrible chills defies the laws of thermodynamics. Would not recommend.
Awful, awful, awful. Bleeding was scheduled but was rebooked without notification, so arrived 3 weeks later than expected while I was in an Uber and I flooded the car. The driver gave me a terrible review.
The sex was dry. And it's no surprise. Most women have no idea what to expect when they are no longer expecting a period. Menopause is like being sent on a canoe trip with no guidebook and only a vague idea where you are headed. Although the expectation is, it's awful. There will be no advice on how to get there or how to manage any of the obstacles, such as rapids. That is, if any exist. Who knows? Have fun figuring it out. Good times. Oh, and don't write. No one wants to hear about your journey or what it is like when you arrive. The culture of silence about menopause in our patriarchal society is something to behold. Menopause doesn't even rate the shame that society gives to the vulva and vagina. Apparently, there is nothing of lower value than an aging woman's body, and many in our society treat menopause not as a phase of life, but rather as a phase of death, sort of a pre-death. The absence of menopause from our discourse leaves women uninformed, which can be disempowering, frightening, and makes it difficult to self-advocate. But many women are desperate to know more about menopause so they can understand how and why their body is changing, and they want information so they can make decisions that work for them. Having started medical school when I was 20 years old and my OBGYN training when I was 24, I can't remember back to a time when I didn't have a detailed understanding of the hormonal changes of both the menstrual cycle and menopause. For women to navigate menopause, they need facts because empowerment requires accurate information. But they also need feminism because our bodies, our medical care, and even our thoughts have been colonized by the patriarchy. A manifesto is a public declaration or proclamation, and we are well past due for a manifesto on menopause, as 2021 is the 200th anniversary of the introduction of the word. I demand that the era of silence and shame about menopause yield to facts and feminism. I proclaim that we must stop viewing menopause as a disease, because that means being a woman is a disease, and I reject that shoddily constructed hypothesis. I also declare that what the patriarch thinks of menopause is irrelevant. Men do not get to define the value of women at any age. If you are years from menopause, this book will hopefully help you understand the road ahead. If you are already on Team Menopause, I hope this book helps you understand how you got here, biologically speaking, and informs you of important health considerations that may still lie ahead. And if you are in menopause transition and experiencing that hormonal chaos, know for many women, this is the rockiest phase. If you are transgender or non-binary, whether you will experience menopause or menopause-like symptoms depends on many factors. Women want more information about menopause, and that knowledge can reduce suffering. Knowing what's happening to your body and that you're not alone in your experience is powerful medicine. It shouldn't require an act of feminism to know how your body works, but it does. And it seems there is no greater act of feminism than speaking up about a menopausal body in a patriarchal society. So, let's make some noise.